الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu began his kalam with the surah which is the opening, Surah Al-Fatiha. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu introduced himself and he taught us how to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself where he said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, who is the most, the peak of Rahmah which goes on forever, the peak of mercy which goes on forever. Many, many ways of translating Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, I'm not going into all that. Basically, Ar-Rahman is the peak of Rahmah and Ar-Rahim is that peak which does not go into a trough, the peak of Rahmah, the peak of mercy which goes on forever. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of the day when we meet Him, Maliki Yawmiddin, the day of judgment, on when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He came to that, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim and then Maliki Yawmiddin, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the beginning, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself by telling us how to connect to Him. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabbil Alameen. And Allah again defined Himself once more in the same format, in the same way, which is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated His mercy twice in the first three ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and reminded us of the day when we will meet Him inshallah, which is the day of judgment, Maliki Yawmiddin, that He is the owner of that day, He is the king on that day, and only His writ will run. That is the reality even today. You don't have to go to the day of judgment to understand that Allah owns it and to understand that Allah's writ runs there. Allah's writ runs even here. Except that in this dunya, Allah has given us some limited iqtidar, some limited choice, which sometimes makes us adventurous and we believe that we actually have the choice to disobey. The choice is given really as a means of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have compelled us to obey like He has done with all the other creatures, where they have no choice, from the malaika down to the smallest form, they have no choice. Yusabbihu lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Every single thing in the heavens and the earth does tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorifies and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Except the jinn and the ins. These are the only two creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who Allah gave some limited choice. Even there the choice is not unlimited. Limited choice. For example, we have the choice to choose what we want to eat. But once we eat it, we have no choice over what that will do. That will do whatever Allah decrees it to do. We have no choice over that. If there is something which we eat and we say, this should not harm me, that's not going to be. If that is destined, that is destined. And so on. So Allah gave us limited. And the choice that Allah gave us, why did He give this choice at all? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this choice in order to increase His mercy and rahmah on us, where He gave us the choice to choose to obey Him, so He rewards us. Because reward is for choices. You can't get a reward for something you were compelled to do anyway. That doesn't make sense. So Allah gave us this choice in order to reward us. And that is because He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Choice is a test, no doubt. But Allah did not give us this choice to punish us. That is not the maqsad of the choice. The choice is to reward us. Now obviously, for everything there is an opposite side. So for the reward there is also punishment. And if you choose the wrong thing, then naturally you get yourself in trouble. But that's not the reason why Allah put it there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it there in order to reward everyone. Everyone. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this choice to choose this or that. And He said, Maliki Yawmiddin, on this day you will come. And then, before that day, Allah mentioned His rahmah again. So when the person comes to Him on the Day of Judgment, the person comes with the knowledge that I am going before Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy in this dunya and when we meet Him, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to make dua. Where the first thing He told us was to establish our connection and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to approach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the basis of that connection. And what is that connection? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. We go to somebody and we say, please listen to me. He says, why should I listen to you? If you work for a company and you go to your chairman of the company and you say, please listen to me, first question is, why should I listen to you? Why should I listen to you? Because I work for you. You listen to me because I am your employee. You can't just walk off the street and say, listen to me, why? I don't know, I mean, I am a citizen of the country. So what? I am not the king of the country. Why should I listen to you? That is not the relationship that I recognize. I am the head of this company. Do you work for this company? No. Then go wherever, go to whoever you work for. Go to whoever you work for. Here Allah is showing us how to connect with Him. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. O Allah, I worship only You. Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, and I ask help only from You. The issue of amal. Ibadah wal amal. Aqidah wal amal. And Allah is showing us that this is the way of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. To show our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the relationship of the abd? The relationship of ubudiyah. The relationship of the abd is the relationship of ubudiyah, the relationship of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, Allah is not saying, I am your makhluq. We could have said, say this, that relate, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, I am your makhluq, which is a fact. But that's not a relation, that's a state of being. You are a makhluq, you are the makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what? I am not any makhluq. I am the makhluq which obeys You. I am the makhluq which worships You, which asks help only from You. Why? Because only You can help. Asking help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only is not, we are not doing a favor to Allah. We are just demonstrating the fact that only Allah can help. So who else do you want to ask for help anyway? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ is a reflection of La ilaha illallah, because we worship only Allah, because only Allah is worthy of worship. Who else do you want to worship anyway? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ, we ask help from Allah only because only Allah can help. لَا حَوَلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. So other than Allah, anything else does not, cannot help you, because in any case it can't help you. So no point in asking for help. So the one who recognizes this, the Muslim who recognizes the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu, is recognizing the uluhiyat and the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. This is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having established the connection, then we ask dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because now I have a right to be here. I am your employee, so I have a right to be here. Now I can ask you. So first, to establish your right to be in that place. Who are you? I am the one who worships You. I am the one who asks help only from You. I am the one who recognizes the fact that only You are worthy of worship, that only You can help, and therefore I am asking You help. So now help me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to help. He said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Ask me, I will give you. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. That is the dua. Guide me, O Allah, to the path of istiqamat. Yeah, inshallah, we'll talk about this later. But the path of istiqamat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the path of steadfastness, the path of istiqamat, the path of standing firm on the truth. Not this thing today, that thing tomorrow, no. Standing firm on the truth. Path of istiqamat. Not the path of those who went astray, not the path of those who incurred your anger. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to help us to understand what we say and to say it with that understanding and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that He has asked us to seek His help, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His help in this dunya wal akhirah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.